Welcome back to another episode of Navigating Postpartum with me, Jerry Rowe. And y'all, let's be real today. I have to talk about it. Why do moms get so much unsolicited advice? And what I mean by this is, like, people always want to give you their opinions and you didn't ask for it. Like, they feel like because they are raised kids or they just want to tell you how to do things better, air quotes, than what you're doing. But it's like, I didn't ask you for that. And sometimes you raised your kids, you saw how they came out. I don't need your advice. Is it just me? Am I the only one feeling like this lately? Like, as a mom of two, I'm starting to realize, like, everybody wants to give me their opinions. And it's just, I'm not with it. Like, I have my own way of doing things, and it's already so much pressure being a woman, and then it's even more pressure and negativity when you're being a mom. And it's so hard to sometimes find people who just want you to be the best that you can be. And that's why I started this podcast. Like, navigating postpartum isn't easy, especially when people try to divide the moms of working moms and stay-at-home moms. Like, we're all moms, we're all battling with something. Yes, everybody has different battles, but it doesn't mean the other person's battles aren't real. And I just really want y'all to know that you got this. You're doing a great job. Don't let people make you feel bad because the decisions you make for your children or for your family and how you run your household is up to you and your partner. And if you're doing it on your own, it's up to you and you're doing an amazing job. Always know that there is support, especially in this podcast. You have support with your decisions. And guess what? No one's going to question your decisions unless they're now, you know. That's just between you and God. But I just really want to let y'all to know that y'all are doing an amazing job. Don't let people try to make you feel like because you're not doing things that they want you to do, especially if it's your family or friends or community. Be confident in what you're doing and knowing that it's your best, you know? Okay, now that, you know, I got that off my chest, let's talk about how we can navigate through those situations when we're encountering where people are giving us unsolicited advice or just not saying things that are encouraging, like, oh, you have your hands full, or wow, like, you have two under two, or whatever kind of comments that people say to you, like, you know. Let's talk about how to overcome those. So the first way that I do it is just, like, I'll either, like, do, like, a little smile, and be like, okay, you know, because I'm not really, I don't feel like I have to explain to people why I'm not going to do it their way. I'll just be like, oh, okay, and keep it pushing, or just really be nonchalant about it, because at the end of the day, I'm learning not to be bothered by people's words, because that's a reflection of them and not on me. So I want you to think about the ways that you could do that to make you feel like, okay, well, that's how you feel, but, you know, I'm good. And that's one of the main ways that I do it. It's like, okay, like, I can give you guys examples. Like, I have a whole bunch of examples. Like, one time when I was pregnant with my second son, a woman at story time was like, I could never do two under two, or that would just be too much. Like, the toddler twos, the terrible twos, and then you're going to have a baby with that. Like, how are you going to do that? And I was just like, okay, like, that's you. That's not me. Like, I don't have that kind of mentality of, like, it's going to be too hard. It's just like, I have to figure it out. That's really just what it is. Life is a journey. There's pivots. There's turns. You just have to be open to figuring out and have that mindset for that. But here's a positive one. When I was at story time, and a mom, she was doing same two under two as well. And she was told me, you know, it's tough. But she was like, you can do it. And that warmed my heart. Like, just even being able to spread positivity and encouraging words to other moms. That's something else that I do. Like, if I feel like something's tough and, or, you know, just need encouragement, like, why not give another mom encouragement when you see them doing their best, they're trying, like, or just, you know, sometimes, yeah, I know, as moms, like, even if I see a mom, like, in a grocery store. She had a newborn baby and a toddler in a cart. And all I did was give her a good smile, like, you're doing a great job. And sometimes, you know, as moms, we have our hands full with just trying to balance it all out at once. But not in a way that how people tell us our hands are full, like it's in a negative way. It's more like we're balancing the things that we need to do. Like you're in a store, pushing the cart, making sure the kid's good. You make sure you want something to lose. So you're not able to really stop and have a full conversation. But just giving someone a smile and just knowing that they're doing a good job, it can go a long way. So just encourage another mom or another woman. Just be more present and being wise about the words that you tell a woman, because words are powerful. The tongue is powerful, and you can either plant seeds of love or you can plant seeds of someone being insecure about their situation, because you never know what people are going through. So that's my second one, and let's talk about my third one. The third one would be confident in what you're doing, okay? Regardless of what people say, be confident in you, because you know that's where God puts you in. You can overcome any situation. You have wise decisions. You are filled with wisdom, knowledge for yourself and for your children. Because God, He has a plan for you. And yes, we are dependent on Him. And His plans are better than ours. But we have to remember that we have a purpose. And y'all hear my little one in the back. He didn't want to nap while I recorded this. So here he is. He's giving you encouragement, telling you you're doing a great job. But just be confident. So, you know, be nonchalant about it, because you know that you're doing an amazing job. Encourage other moms and just be confident in what you're doing. I hope you guys can relate to this episode. It's something that was on my heart to share with you guys, and something I've been encountering a lot, but I know I'm doing a great job, okay? No one has to tell me that, because I know that I'm doing the best that I can every day. And that doesn't necessarily mean being checking off my to-do list every single day. Like, I'm in a different season. Like, I get some stuff done, and some stuff is on hold, but for the most part, I'm doing great. Like, y'all, I'm recording a podcast while holding my little one, and the other one is napping. So for me, that's a win. So find the wins, find your gratitude, and just know you're doing a great job. I love you guys so much, and I hope you loved this. If you did, I want you to comment and subscribe, and make sure you join my email list so you can get weekly exclusives, and I will talk to you guys soon.